Got an open. I will open the Subcommittee on Natural Resources for the Joint Committee on Ways and Means for February 18th, 2015. We have a public hearing this morning on SB 5510. Please note that Representative Clem is excused unless he shows up. But he may still be down in Roseburg. We only have five people scheduled to testify, which is actually going to work out almost perfectly because we will have to adjourn a little bit early this morning because of the swearing-in of the soon-to-be Governor Kate Brown at 9:45. So we'll try to conclude at about 9:20. With that, I will open the public hearing on SB 5510. Is there anything that you need to put on the record?
No, Mr. Chair.
Okay, yeah. So I'll call the first person up. I'll actually call the first three up. Mr. Johnson, Mr. Bissonnette, and Mr. Bauer. And please go in whatever order you prefer to.
Co-Chair Devlin, Co-Chair Rayfield, my name is Nels Johnson. I represent Renewable Northwest and just wanted to testify very briefly today in support of Senate Bill 5510. Renewable Northwest is a diverse member organization that's dedicated to responsible development of renewable resources in Oregon and throughout the Pacific Northwest. And we are very pleased to support Senate Bill 5510. ODOE's renewable energy program brings tremendous benefits to Oregon. The renewable energy development grants and renewable energy tax credits support commercial and residential projects and leverage additional investments to promote a thriving and competitive renewable energy industry in our state. They help to achieve our clean energy goals and under the Oregon's renewable portfolio standard and create a pathway towards meaningful carbon emissions. We just want to say thank you for taking this up, and we support this, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Bissonnette.
Thank you. Co-chairs, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Jeff Bissonnette for the Citizens Utility Board of Oregon. We represent residential ratepayers of regulated utilities. While a lot of our conversation is with the Public Utility Commission, we do a lot of work also with the Oregon Department of Energy. I don't think it's any secret that the department has been in has had some struggles in recent years, but those struggles are, being dealt with, and the agency is really coming to a point back to stability. These days I'm telling the story a lot about negotiations that we had over the renewable energy standard with a lot of diverse parties, and it really didn't look for a long time like we were going to come to a solution, but because of work that the Department of Energy did to really kind of put onto paper in a numerical way where people were and sort of the distance we had to overcome, that really kind of provided a pathway for coming to a solution to a fairly thorny policy issue, and again, the department really made a contribution, and that is to me a real sign that the department is ready to continue to make its substantial contribution to energy policy in the state. So I'd ask that the committee to continue that path of stability, and we speak in support of Senate Bill 5510, the budget bill, and ask you to move it on to full Ways and Means. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Bauer.
Thank you, Chair Devlin, Chair Rayfield, members of the committee. I'm Gary Bauer with Northwest Natural. Just as I think most people probably know, Northwest Natural is a natural gas distribution company that serves Portland, down the valley to Eugene, over to the coast, and east up into the gorge. We have about 600,000-plus customers here in Oregon. We also serve in southern Washington. Before I comment on the energy supplier assessment, I'd like to make a quick comment about Senator Hansel. Earlier in the week asked about the Energy Facility Siting Council process and asked whether or not that was something that should continue. As a utility, when we need to construct something, long linear facilities in particular are very difficult to site because you're going through multiple jurisdictions, and you need an entity that coordinates that process. You need an entity that coordinates the state's response as well as the local governments, as well as possibly working with tribal institutions. So we think that's very important. We think it's important that they have a staff that's knowledgeable, that's stable, and we think that's important for the agency. I think, again, as Mr. Kaplan noted, they've had a lot of turnover in the agency. Again, stability in an agency is important. When you site a facility, you need folks who have some background and understanding in that arena. We do have some site-specific facilities as well, such as our mist storage facility up in the mist area outside of Vernonia. That's in a process which has a site certificate that's years old, but every time we want to expand that facility, we need to go back to the siting council and ask for a site certificate amendment. Quick background, it's a depleted gas field that we actually inject gas back into the ground for storage, drop back out in the winter. But again, you need folks who are knowledgeable and understand that process. So we strongly encourage you to continue with the siting council. On the energy supplier assessment, Northwest Natural pays, I'll say, approximately $600,000 a year, as was pointed out. The amounts go up and down depending on both the agency's needs as well as what our revenue is. I think one of the issues that's been pointed out is that is frustrating maybe for the agency as well as the energy supplier assessments is that it's difficult to determine what that amount's going to be. We're on a calendar budgeting cycle, so we set our budgets, and then in May we learn what our assessment might be for Department of Energy. $600,000 is a significant amount of money, but if you calculate it out, it's around a dollar a customer per year, so it it's not a large hit for folks. But again, it's just something that we have to try to figure out how to adjust up and down as we go forward. Department of Energy historically has focused primarily on electricity, and I think as has the legislature. But natural gas is important, and we've been making a lot of progress with the agency on discussing natural gas issues. And we've also participated in their advisory group. So I think the agency is making some great strides in improving their working relationship with folks, and we encourage you to adopt their budget. Thank you.
Any questions for the three parties testifying?
I've got one.
Yes, Senator Hansen.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bauer, for your explanation. I noticed that when I asked the question, you really got your attention yesterday, so I appreciate that. And I understand what you're saying, so thank you very much. I might ask you also on Senate Bill 258, we'd really like to we got a work group that we're kind of working through, and we'd very much like your input on that too, if some of the folks I think are going to meet with you and see what's important in that for you as well. So,
Senator Devlin, Representative Rayfield, Senator Hansel, yes, one of your folks is coming over this afternoon, I believe, and we're going to sit down and have some conversations. And I think it's an issue we can work out. Happy to participate.
Thank you.
Additional. Well, thank you all. Thank you very much. My apologies for calling three of you up. I'm used to Room F, and it has three microphones. And this has two. So I will go to the next two parties, Brian Craig and looks like Varner Seaman. Maybe. Please proceed.
Chair Devlin, Chair Rightfield, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Varner Seaman, representing Portland General Electric. I apologize for having a funny name. want to make a few remarks today in support of the Department of Energy's budget and talk a little bit about the energy supplier assessment. As PGE looks at the Department of Energy, unfortunately, from time to time, the way that we can engage with the agency in terms of oversight and management of the agency is through the Ways and Means process and through the budget-making process. In the last three legislative sessions, the ESA has been a means for Portland General Electric to raise issues that have been concern about the direction and the mission and the operations of the Department of Energy. In our estimation, our close work with the Department of Energy over the last 2 years, we believe that the majority of these issues have been resolved. It takes good agency management and staff oversight to keep the agency focused. We support this budget this year as a reflection of the good work that the leadership of the agency has done, and in particular, the leadership that we've seen from Mike Kaplan as first the interim and now the ongoing director of this agency. And we just want to reiterate what some of the other parties have said, that especially at this time, especially as we look at energy issues right now, it's important that we have stability and that we have some continuity. PGE is the largest payer of the energy supplier assessment by a pretty good margin. And on top of our ESA assessment, PGE pays what we believe are appropriate but significant fees for using the Energy Facility Siting Commission, which we consider to be a very high value to us within the agency. Our ESA fees go to the operation of the agency for other related issues and management and budget operations. We understand that the ESA is fungible and that the revenue goes to the agency overall. And as folks have discussed here, there's a process in terms of how that's set and how it's managed, which can be challenging for some parties. We want to be clear, though, for us, as long as the agency controls its programs and costs, which we believe with Director Kaplan in this role, we believe they are doing, we think that the rate of the ESA is going to be a minor issue to PGE going forward. With that, I just want to reiterate that Portland General Electric is in support of this agency budget, and we would encourage you to go forward and pass it. This is an important agency for us, and we think that they do important work for the state. Thank you very much.
Mr. Craig.
Chair Devlin, members of the committee, for the record, Brian Krieg. I'm here representing the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, also the sheet metal contractors, the plumbing mechanical contractors, and their labor force. The work that the Department of Energy does is really very, it has a broad reach, and it really impacts the types of jobs and the work that we have in managing the programs that you all pass in the legislature and in specific policies out there. Things like the Cool Schools program would come to mind on that. And I'd say we're very pleased to see the direction that the new leadership has taken with the department, the way that they have addressed the budget, the way they have reached out to stakeholders on things. I think this is a very positive move, very good for the state, and we urge you to pass the budget.
Any questions for the panel? Seeing none, thank you very much. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify? Mr. Kaplan, did you want to have any closing comments at this time, or are there any questions for Mr. Kaplan at this time? Seeing none, that concludes our public hearing. From the original schedule, this committee has a flex day tomorrow. Does that mean they do not have anything on the agenda, or has that been changed?
Yes, Mr. Chair and Mr. Other Co-Chair, the agenda has been changed for tomorrow. You will meet and you'll hear from ODFNW. They have 3 federal grant applications, and the Department of Environmental Quality has 2 federal grant applications.
Okay, I hope you all enjoy that.
I'm sure we will.
How cavalier.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I would just say, Chair Devlin, if Senator Hansel isn't cooperative, I'm going to pull you out of your meeting over there.
Okay.
Really? You'll do that? All right.
He might do that just for spite, actually. Well, with that, we will conclude today's public hearing, and we are adjourned. Hearing, and we are adjourned.